You are now tuned into the United Pulse podcast.
Hey, yo, what it do, baby? Back again with another episode of the United Pulse podcast. I am your host, Snacks, joined, as always, I don't even know how to intro this man today. But I will say, one of two people on the show who incorrectly predicted the score of this game, Eames.
Nah, I'm going to need a better intro than that. I'm going to need a better intro than that.
I can't think of anything,
that's
man.
That's not going to work. That's
I know
not
what's
gonna
coming,
work.
Bro. I need to take what I can get.
That's not.
I know what I'm getting, bro.
What are you getting?
I'm about to get this body bag. This well-deserved body bag. I just have one thing to say on this game, and then I really don't have to talk the rest of the episode. Those jerseys we had are, the shorts are whack. It's about all I have to say.
You can take it. So United come up with a massive 3-1 victory. You know, I predicted, if you listened to the last episode, if you somehow made it through that episode, I predicted a 3-0 win. Snacks, of course, freaked out, got very upset, believed that that was absolutely insane, unimaginable, incredibly unreal to predict a 3-0 win. But the boys in blue, came up big. Yo, that's, honestly.
That's sus. Boys in blue, bro. Come on.
I don't know. They're wearing blue. I don't like those shorts either. I'm going to be honest with you. Big win, man. First half, honestly, shaky. Not great. Ralph said it himself, too. He said, I was really disappointed with that first half. We didn't really create that many chances. We gave the ball away a lot. I think the first probably like 15-ish minutes, we looked like solid. We were really moving the ting. But it didn't last very long. And the first half was shaky. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. But going into it with a clean sheet, we didn't concede. I'm thinking, you know, what kind of changes can we make? Starting lineup was meh. You know, I didn't hate it. It was cool that Maguire didn't get the start. I think we both predicted or assumed that he would just come back this game. I know he was injured last game, which is why he didn't start. But I think by now he would have been healthy enough to start. I don't know for sure. But he kept that Veron Lindelof back too. I do want to give Veron his, not Veron, sorry, Lindelof his flowers a little bit later on. Dalo, you know, I invested in Dalo earlier in the season. I kept a stronghold, diamond hands. I diamond handed my Dalo investment, didn't let it go. 4 weeks ago, you were attacking me on this show, talking about, why do you rate Dalo? Dalo. Listen, my guy has come into this team. He's gotten consistent games, consistent minutes, and he's just been solid. He's been great. He hasn't let any one of us down. He brings a different dimension to our offense. I'm so happy with Dalo right now. I'm just going to get right into it, man. I mean, we're 3 minutes in. I don't give a damn. I'm getting into it. I've had it with the McTominay slander. At this point, anyone who's just slandering him, you're just bitter. You're a hater. Is he better than Declan Rice? No, of course not. He's definitely not better than Declan Rice. Is he better than Yuri Tielemans? No, absolutely not. Would I prefer to have either one of those at United? Absolutely, of course. But we have what we have. And McTominay, after the Burnley game, one of the members of this show, Colin, came out and said, you know, oh, this brother has one good game every 6 months. The very next game, Aston Villa scores a goal. The next game, Wolves, he was poor. He was very poor against Wolves, played with Matic, who in my opinion is the worst center back at the center midfielder, and center back. He's worse at both at the club, but he was, I'm not going to question that. He was poor against Wolves. He was outshone. He was not the best center midfielder on the field on either team, but he bounced back today against Brentford. Incredible second half. First half, listen, he was mid first half. I said it. Probably give him maybe like a 5 out of 10 first half. Bro, the second half, like, what do you want from a midfielder? That was a complete game. It was absolutely spectacular. Fred as well. You know, last year I had to deal with Colin's shenanigans with Fred all season, all year long. Fred this, Fred that. I thought Fred was great last year. I thought he was really, really good. But Ragnick's come in and he's given him a whole different role, different playing style that you can see from this guy. He plays way, way higher up nowadays. The Aston Villa goal, that cross, and then today's cross for the first Elanga goal, I don't think he ever did that under Ollie. I don't think he even, like, was in the position to even make a cross like that. I think he always played a little bit deeper. So now just by changing his position, you're unlocking this different part of his game that I rate Fred probably the highest out of any United fan I know. And I didn't even know he had that in his game. Fred McTominay, I just don't get it. Listen, are they the best midfielders in the world? Of course not. McTominay especially. Of course not. But like, you get that blinder against Burnley. You get the great game against Aston Villa. You did get a stinker against Wolves, but then he comes back this game, smashes it. Listen, do we need to improve on him? Yes, we absolutely do. Class player. Absolutely class. Ralph Ragnick making the changes in the second half too. Just like the shape of the team itself. We can talk about like moving to a back three. I love the back. I think we kind of briefly touched on it, but I love the back three. I think the back three has a lot of potential in itself. He's put a lot of trust in Anthony Elanga. I do want to touch on that guy too. I don't know where you stand on Elanga. Actually, I really don't know if you rate him, don't rate him. I'm kind of confused on where you are on Elanga, but I like him. I like Elanga. My motto is play the hot hand. It's always been my motto. He played really, really well last game against Villa. I think my favorite part of his game, he's obviously not like this insanely technical guy. He's pretty pacey. Like he's got pace. He's a quick guy. But I love the physicality of his game. I've always kind of been a big fan of like a winger that can challenge a fullback in the air and just beat them off that physicality. And that was how the goal came. It was a nice cross by Fred, but his first touch on it was a little shaky. But he battled. He battled and he got that goal. And I love Elanga, man. Give him the next start. I think at this point, correct me if I'm wrong here, but do you think, like, is he a first team player now? Like, we can call him a first team player?
Oh, no, this is your show, B. Keep going. Keep going. My opinion doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. I mean, your opinion is trash at this point.
The point of me saying anything? This is all you, baby. I'm just here to keep the show going. I'm just here so you're not lonely, B.
No. Elanga, I'm wildly impressed, man. I'm so proud of that guy. I thought he had a great game. Continue to give him the start. Mason Greenwood, there's something weird about him. Like in the first half, he was, I thought, probably one of the worst players on the field. I think it has to do with the way that Ralph wants us to play that whole like quick counterattack within 8 seconds. I just think he's just plays way too rushed. Like he gets the ball, he's constantly losing it. He's constantly trying like weird passes. But second half, you could see kind of like slow down, think a little bit more, play with your instincts. Don't play just like rational or irrational, I guess, in this case. So I liked how he developed into the game. I'm not a big fan of playing him at right wing. It is what it is for now. That's fine. Like as long as he's on the field, I'll take it, but not the biggest fan of that. You do have to give us your thoughts on the Ronaldo like sub off thing, because personally, huge fan. I thought he needed to come off. I didn't think he was poor today by any stretch, but I didn't think he was really on it, especially like the way the team was set up and the game in itself. I don't think he was on it. I don't think it was the perfect game for him. But the way he came off, pissed. We saw the videos. You saw the videos. Like you could read his lips. Why did he sub me off? Ralph addressed it at the end of the game. He was like, listen, love the hunger, love the passion. I needed to switch to a back three. I regretted not doing it against Villa. I wanted to do it this game. And also, to be fair, the guy that came in for him, Rashford, did get the goal. You know, like it's tough to complain. But I personally, I love that attitude. What do you think?
Again, my opinion doesn't matter.
Well, give me the Ronaldo opinion, because here's the thing. Out of all of your takes, I think your Ronaldo take has been the best. Like, I don't rate many of the other ones, but the Ronaldo one I think is a really, really good take that you've had on him. So give me, like, I just want your thoughts on that situation.
I mean, nothing's changed, bro. It's Ronaldo. So, like, he's like, especially where we're at, bro, like, he's the player I trust the most. Mm-hmm. So if he's pissed that he's getting subbed off, like, I wouldn't say I disagree with Ralph, but it's because we won and Rashford did come on and score, but like, I don't, there's not a reason for me to say, like, oh, he's pouting and moaning or anything like that. I just was like, it's more like, I understand why he's frustrated. Because I didn't think he was bad. It wasn't amazing, but I didn't think he was bad.
I like it, though. I like what it does to some of the other, like, there's some guys that don't have no right to complain if they get subbed off, if they're having a poor game. He's obviously, like, the GOAT, so he can do that. But it just shows to a lot of like the young guys, like, yo, like, bro, like this is how badly he wants to be on the field and playing in this game right now. Like, do you see him freaking out about being subbed off? do you want it this badly? Like, are you this upset that you're not playing as he is right now? That's what I love about it the most. But it was cool that Ralph made the change, switches to the back three. You know, one thing you worry about sometimes with managers is like, you know, like the best example is probably Jose. Like, Jose is the type of manager to like get insulted by something like that. Like, he'll personally be offended and he'll just take it too far. I think Ralph handled it super well, especially kind of looking at his post-match comments and everything like that. So super pleased. Bruno played a little bit deeper today, a little like more of like an 8 than a 10, but not like a flat 8. First half, I thought it was just kind of weird seeing him get the ball when Telles would push up a little bit more and try to play those crosses. I don't love it. I mean, you know me, I'm not a big fan of like Bruno playing deeper 8 purely because I just think he's so good as a number 10. I just think you're taking away from his game when you do drop him deeper. But if he's going to be as good as he was today, I mean, do it, right? Like, just flip and do it. Pleased with the boys, man. I'm so, so happy. I love it. Vindicated. Everyone showed up. Huge, huge fan. I just hope that my only take from this all is just like, yo, just don't forget this game. Just don't forget this game. And listen, is Brentford the best team in the league? Absolutely not. No way. No question about that. But we can't neglect the fact that like we were on a little bit of a poor form, a little bit of a poor run, and we came back and we put 3 goals behind them. My biggest con of the game, I've been hammering nothing but pros.
Hold on. We're not going to talk about that voice crack real quick?
What? My voice cracked? I got my headphones on. Con? I can't hear it. I can't hear it. My biggest con of the game is I'm not a fan of Matic personally. If you look at kind of some of our worst moments, one thing that I like to do, and I do this a lot with Luke Shaw, is I just kind of like to look at who's playing and who's involved when things are not going well. And Matic, over the course of the last few weeks, has been there. He's been involved and just like in and amongst it when we're not doing well. So that's a guy that I'm worried about and I'm keeping a close eye out on. That's probably the biggest con. But otherwise, man, in Ralph we trust, bro. In Ralph, we flip and trust.
Damn, you didn't even cuss. Okay.
I can't cuss. I'm not on the Potter.
You cussed on the Potter before.
I got to keep it PG-13. Then I have to edit the settings and everything. Like, it's a big deal if you cuss if you cuss on a Potter. I'm not going to lie to you.
D-block. D-block. All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
We got West Ham coming up. Listen, West Ham for me is a pretty good team. Tough team. I rate them. I rate them very highly. They've lost Benrahma at the AFCON. I think he's one of their best players. Not their best player, obviously, but one of their probably, I'd say he's top three for them. I'd say he's probably one of their top three players. So a lot of positives to take from this game into that game. You're not going to say anything about the Brentford game.
I mean, what's the point? You literally said my opinion doesn't matter, so it's fine. My opinions are trash, so.
So you're not going to accept
your... Hold on, let me find it. Let me find it. Hold on.
You're not going to accept you were wrong, though, right? You're not going to...
No, like... no, I'm wrong. I've accepted I'm wrong. Oh, if but... that's... Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm 100... I was 100% wrong. Yeah. Okay. But hold
well,
on.
Well, we just need to make sure, because the listeners, they're not in our group chat, right? They can't see that.
Oh, yeah. I'm confirming it right now for okay. The United Pulse listeners. I was wrong.
Okay. Perfect. Just making sure, because I'm UFC. Okay.
Okay.
And love this team, man. Love this team. Love Ralf Rangnick. West Ham. What do I have to say about? I mean, listen, I'm worried about. Are we home or are we away? Do you know?
For West Ham?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm checking now. Because today. No, we are home. We are home. Oh, nice little 10 a.m. Eastern time game. That's perfect. I'm worried about West Ham. I don't know how their form has been recently. I think I might have watched their last game. I can't even remember who they played against. They have a lot of danger men. Hopefully we can get Sancho back for that. Does he start? Maybe he starts at right wing ahead of Greenwood. I mean, obviously Greenwood scored, so you definitely want to keep him in the team. But if you're maybe exploring one of those back three situations, we should touch on the back three, because personally, I've always been a fan of it, just because I've seen some teams play it so well. I think the first one that comes to mind is probably, I love the way Tuchel plays it at Chelsea. Obviously their recent form has been trash. But when it works out well for Tuchel, I think their team looks super, super good. It's something we should probably just kind of keep in our back pocket. If he does start that way against West Ham to quell their danger, I don't know how to describe that. I wouldn't be mad at it. I definitely would not start Maguire. I would stick to the back two of Lindelof and Varane. Lindelof is a guy who, same thing, got immense criticism from many and much of our fans. He hasn't set a foot wrong. Absolute beast, colossal of a center back. I would give him a 10 out of 10 rating for that Brentford game, but you can't do that when you don't keep the clean sheet. So obviously I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10. Absolute colossal beast of a center back. Once again, love me some Lindelof. I'd probably keep the same lineup. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably keep the same lineup for West Ham. What do you think?
My opinion doesn't matter, bro. I think I got the, yeah, here it is. You in the group chat, you men should just blindly trust me, all things United, with all things United, to be
Wait,
honest.
Wait, quote me properly. Come on.
You men should just blindly trust me with all things United, to be honest. So, okay, I'll trust you. So I got nothing to say.
Did I throw a GIF or an emoji in there?
Oh, no, I just scrolled away from it. Damn it.
I do think oh, I threw
yeah,
a GIF and
yeah, you
in
did
there.
The John Krasinski one from The Office.
I mean, I don't.
I think it was tough. Like I didn't get the point, but it looks like he's just doing a shoulder shrug.
I think it was shoulder shrug. I'm on my shoulder shrug energy right now. You know that if you're not familiar with this meme or the GIF, look up the Michael Jordan shoulder shrug. That's just my mood right now because I'm.
So wait, why didn't you use the Michael Jordan one then?
Why did
you use John Krasinski?
I don't know. The Office is legendary. What do you want from me?
You could have just said the John Krasinski one. I think people would have known that.
Nah, but the Jordan one's better. I'm on my shoulder shrug energy, bro. I'm on my shoulder. I'm especially coming at Colin, too, because I want to be very fair here. I'm coming at you, but I'm also coming at Colin because this guy does not stop talking about how McTominay is not good enough, how this person's not good enough, and he's just consistently getting things wrong, bro. Consistently getting things wrong. So, listen, Snacks, you have a chance. You have a chance against West Ham. Fresh slate. A new opportunity. You can predict a win, like I'm going to predict a win. Who's West Ham's biggest danger man right now? Who's on form for them? Is Bowen's playing pretty well, right?
I have no idea.
I think Bowen's playing pretty well. I think Bowen is playing pretty well. Declan Rice is playing pretty well. I've been obviously paying close attention to him.
I think Declan Rice has been good all season.
That's true. That's true. He's been pretty good. But Suchek's kind of slowed down, right? Like last season, he was banging in goals left and right on his Fellaini wave.
I haven't seen anything too impressive on him.
Yeah, he's slowed down. He slowed it down. They're a dangerous team, man. But like a win against them would be super, super good because obviously a win is a win. But like it goes without saying, right? We're kind of like competing with them for that top four spot. So if we can take points away from them, it's like two birds, one stone. I think in order for us to beat them, we probably have to play something maybe a little bit more similar to probably the way we played against like Villarreal in the Champions League, I would say. I think they're going to have a lot of the ball. I think they're mostly going to try to counter against us, which is probably like better for us more than anything else. I think Ronaldo will definitely get a goal against them. I think he's at this point like beyond itching for that goal right now. You'd start Alanga, right?
My opinion doesn't matter, bro.
You hear that, listeners? You hear that? Snacks.
I mean, listen, bro.
Has been dunked on.
That's what you said, bro. So I'm just going to adhere to the rules. I don't own the show. I'm just an employee. And I don't want to get fired. So you just listen.
That's the sound of victory. That's the sound of victory.
Give
you know, when your agenda clicks and everything goes to plan, that's the sound of victory. I don't know. I would keep Alanga in the starting lineup. The Greenwood spot is the one that's kind of a little bit up for grabs for me because although I love Greenwood, I love the way he's been playing. Or I shouldn't say that. I love Greenwood. I love the way he plays, but not the way he's been playing recently. And I think that's not really down to him. I think it's more down to the fact that we're throwing him at the right, on right wing, which is fine. Like, get him on the pitch, but also, like, get him in a good position to be successful. I really, really, really hope Rashford doesn't get the start just because he got that goal. It was good that he did that. He broke his duck, as they say. And he did get that stat pad. I mean, that's always one thing I've called for in terms of Rashford. I want to see him stat pad. I want to see him put numbers on the board. So, for him to be able to do that is great, but no, like don't get any crazy ideas, Ralph, or anyone like that by starting him. Obviously, McTerminator, McSauce, McTominay, the GOAT, does need to start this game. Perfect game for him to start. Obviously, West Ham, counterattacking team. We want to have someone in there that can break up the play, that can win the ball back and initiate a counterattack goal like he did for the Rashford goal. Fred's got to start. Bruno's got to start. Bruno being captain's a little interesting to me because I thought when Maguire came on, he didn't give him the armband, but then I noticed at the end of the game that Maguire was actually wearing it. So Maguire is still obviously, without question, the captain for this team right now. But it's interesting to see that Bruno has the opportunity to wear that. I don't think we'll keep a clean sheet. I'm going to go... Oh God, I think we'll score against West Ham, but I don't think we'll keep a clean sheet. I'm going to go 2-1. I think 2-1 win to United. I think we probably score first. I think they probably come back. They make it 1-1, and then we get the win 2-1. I don't see it being a comfortable win by any means. Again, I really rate West Ham. I think they're, especially this year, I think they're really good, but they are missing Benrahma. I don't know. Fornells has been a little shaky for them too. Sometimes I watch that Fornells guy and I think, yo, like, this guy's way too good for West Ham. But then other times I watch him and I'm like, he's just like Lanzini 2.0. Like, there's literally no difference between the two of them. 2-1. 2-1 is my score prediction. Yeah. You don't have a score prediction for West Ham? Not even that?
No.
Damn. Do you want to touch on any transfers or anything like that?
No.
No rumors?
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either. I think there's a couple of like Jesse Lingard talks. Obviously, there's the Martial drama. That's just dumb. Who cares? But yeah, that's it. All right, no final say, Snacks. You're good. That's it.
I'm good.
Damn. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? Some of us, you know, we come on
here. Hey, man, when you're defeated, when you've lost, that's it. You accept the L and you keep going.
But you've won, B. United got the W.
Huh? I mean, yeah, no, I'm happy United got the W, but I lost. It's over. So you know, till I feel like my opinion matters, which will probably be never, I'll just be here to intro and outro the shows. So expect 20-minute long episodes for the foreseeable future.
Sounds good.
I mean, you can keep going.
No. I've done my little slam dunk. I've collected my 3 points, my personal 3 points. You know, believe in the squad, believe in the players. It is what it is. It's a throwaway season. We're obviously not going to win the league. We're barely challenging for top four. We're still involved in the Champions League. We'll see what this Ralph guy has got. At the end of the 6 months, you know, that's when his coaching contract, let's call it, expires. We'll see what he's got. We'll see what he can do. I saw some links to Diego Simeone. Don't want him. Don't even want to think about wanting him. He's obviously not like a trash manager. I just think he would be a ridiculously poor fit at United. The football they play is like gross. Atletico Madrid, I personally am not a fan. You want to outro us? Close it off?
Yeah. You can catch me on Twitter at SnackGugo with a zero. You can catch Eames at the Fobrit. You can catch Colin at El Chico Uno. Keep it locked with the United Pulse Pod at United Pulse Pod. All right. I guess we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.